Welcome to the Motive Action Podcast, featuring esteemed motivational expert, Daryl Coach D. Andrews. Coach D, an author, devoted husband of 29 years, and a father of four, is here to equip you with strategies aimed at achieving your career and life goals via developing a structured approach to success. Motivation that leads to action. Without further ado, let's welcome the host of the show, Daryl Coach D. Andrews.
Hello, my friends. This is Daryl Andrews, and welcome to another Motive Action Podcast with Coach D. We are excited once again to bring to you a podcast that I think is going to be impactful in the areas of communications, professional speaking, and in having influence as a leader in your organization by using your voice. So no matter what capacity you listen to these podcasts, again, if you're interested in being a professional speaker or if you're interested in enhancing your ability to use your voice to influence, this information is going to be helpful. So I've had quite a few weeks of speaking and training. Matter of fact, I had something I want to share with you that's absolutely incredible. I was in speaking the other day at a forum with 4,300 people, but it was virtual. And I was the closing keynote speaker for this particular event. And I'm sharing this with you to show if you know how to use your voice, it doesn't matter what capacity you're virtual. If you know how to use your voice, you can have impact. You see, when you've been studying this as long as I've been studying it, to me, it doesn't matter from live or from virtual, but no doubt going to still have an impact. So I'm speaking on my what I call our empowering self-care workshop in the workplace. And it was this is one of our more powerful events because a lot of companies and organizations are looking at wellness and the need for wellness systems and things of that nature. And we've kind of mastered that art. I'm writing a book entitled The Self-Care Movement. So again, with our work as speaking and training, we deal a lot with corporate culture and organizational culture. So these are all categories within enhancing the culture. And so I'm doing this presentation, and I can't really see what's going on because the way they had it set up, you could not see in the forum itself. The only ones that could see in the forum was the individuals who coordinated the presentation. And that's a thing too, if you're going to be a speaker, you got to know how to speak even if today, even if you don't see people, like if you don't see chat rooms or anything, you got to know how to master your presentation in such a way that you can still have the same kind of impact, even though you don't see anybody. And that's 21st century speaking now. For a lot of us out here, we think it's got to just be on stages and all of that. Man, I'm going to tell you, you got to know how to not know how to do this if you don't see one person or if you don't see a chat response. And that's, again, understanding how to sequence your presentation in such a way that you're going to get the same response, even though you can't physically see what's going on. That's a whole nother podcast that I'll be doing on virtual presentations coming up here soon. But anyway, I couldn't see what was going on, but I got the report back from the event host. And when I looked at it, it blew me away. First of all, it was just page upon page of interaction. Because when I speak virtually, I have people jump into the chat room and share things, you know, just thoughts and ideas. And it was just a mile long thread of that. But then when you look into the middle parts, you start seeing people say this, and it literally blew me away. It says, the chat room crashed. I gotta believe that I'm probably the only person that ever crashed a chat room. Literally, it crashed. And I knew the reason why it crashed, my friends, is because of all that interaction. You know, most people may put a thing or two in a chat room. Man, we had them putting hundreds of things in there. And then the feedback that the people were giving, like, this is incredible. And I'm getting so much information. This is much more than I could ever expect as a speaker, man. That stuff brings you joy because that's what you want. That you could be in a forum where you're not even physically seeing the people. You can't see what's going on in chat. You're not on a stage, but yet you can still have the same kind of impact. But that's what happens when you have 20 plus years of experience. And that's why I'm doing these podcasts. So I want people to learn, you know, that this is an art form. This is a profession that you have to work at to be good at. And I'm saying it because a lot of times, you know, you hear a lot of people make it sound so easy just to do this. And if that's the case, it would be easy to open up a McDonald's or it'd be easy to own a tech firm. All profession, just like everything else, you need to master the craft and understand how to adjust. And so that's what I'm going to talk to you about today. My goal today is to talk to you about, you know what I mean, to be able to influence your presentation no matter who you're speaking to. The first thing I want to share with you here is this. It's simple. This won't be a long podcast today either. So this will be a nice little quick one that you can listen to. Is you need to know who your audience is. And let me explain what that means. Like, there's a difference speaking to different audiences. Some people like to have a canned presentation that they can say the same thing at anybody, no matter where you go. That works to some extent, and it definitely worked back in the day when Zig Ziglar and all of them were around. But today, people need more specificity. They need to know that you kind of know their work, their industry, what they're doing. And in the case of what I just did with this group, they were all different industries, but I understood their work. They were human resource people. All right. So I understood the needs of human resources. So they didn't all work for the same company, but because this was a conference, but I knew the needs of that industry, especially when it comes to wellness and self-care. Companies are really looking at that right now. And so by understanding it, you're able to craft your presentation around more specific needs that they have. Like I know, for instance, with HR people, they have a hard time selling certain ideas to leaders. And so in my presentation, I gave them an opportunity to get a video that I created. They can share with their leaders to be able to advance, you know, what they're trying to do with self-care and wellness, which a lot of HR people want to do, but some leaders don't see the financial benefit of it. And sadly and truthfully, most leaders, the reality is they just see the bottom line. And so, but knowing that, you got to know how to sell the bottom line. And so the thing is with this is we need to understand that you need to know your audience, because I've seen some speakers on stages like, and it blows me away. They don't even know who they're speaking to. And you can tell by the way they're speaking. And you know, people are sitting there looking at them like, what is she talking about? Because she does, you don't know. So I would study what's their challenges. What do they need? Like there's maybe some jargon industry. What are the latest trends that's going on in the industry? Like with self-care, I do a lot of research around topics that are relating to that. Now, that's not the only thing we focus on, but topics relating to that. So like I just recently, like with this presentation, I pulled a report from the Society for Human Resource Management that talked about anxiety being the number one mental issue in the workplace. So guess what? Now, when I go speak to these folks, it's almost like I have some ammo to talk about why self-care is so needed, because anxiety is fear of the future. And a lot of times with people, and that fear of the future is because there's instability in the current. We don't know what's going on. Artificial intelligence is going to take over. And so we need to make self-care a priority because it gives people a chance to decompress and relax and not be so anxious about what's going to happen in the future and live in the present. So, but if I'm armed with that information, now when I speak to the audience, they're going to say, wow, you went to SHRM, pulled that information? That's an expert. That's more than just somebody getting up on stage and just saying a bunch of words and sounding good. I'm now using the language of their industry. Society for Human Resource Management is the governing organization for HR almost pretty much worldwide. So I'm quoting them, quoting their research that gives me credibility. And so what you have to understand as a speaker is you really want to know your audience. You know, what's their job assignments? What are their responsibilities? Things like that. That separates you. This, keep in mind, what my work is about teaching you how to be a speaking pro. All right. So that's one thing, you know. And so today, this one is going to be more for people who are looking to be professional speakers. All of those of you out there that are probably more on the communication side, this is kind of not going to be for you today. This is going to be more for those folks let me say this. No, not necessarily, because even if you're not speaking, you may be a part of this too, because you may be preparing to speak to a group of people in your company and you need to have your language right too. So let me clarify that. I shouldn't have really said that when I think about it. No, it's a place for you here too. And so understand who you're speaking to. The second thing I want you to think about when it comes to, you know, having influence and impact in your speaking assignment or whatever responsibility, and that is, you know, make sure that you take the time. This is really, really important. Take the time to not only prepare your presentation, because I always believe you need to prepare it to some extent, even if you don't use the sheets when you stand up there, and practice as much as you can. Just practice. I mean, practice, even if you think you're the greatest speaker in the world, practice. All right. And I ain't talking about that Allen Iverson's practice stuff that he's talking about. I'm not talking about practice. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about you are doing your audience a disservice if you go up on that stage unprepared. These people are paying you, or if not even you're getting paid to speak, if you're just presenting to a group in your team, you know, it's just, why would I go up there? Why would I stand there and kind of try to connect the dots while I'm there? I've seen a lot of speakers do that, a lot of speakers. And you can tell because their sequencing is off. Like, it's almost like there's no flow to their presentation. You know, they're just, I sound funny, it's saying a bunch of words, and because they have the ability to say it because they may have an energetic voice, but there's no continuity to the presentation. So people don't know where you're taking them. You know, they don't know, have a moment where they feel motivated because you're motivational. But when it's all said and done, they're not going to remember you because they don't have anything to take back, really, because we didn't think about what do I want to say here? What do I want to say there? You know, where's a good spot for maybe some humor? Where's a good spot for some data? Where's a good spot for some content, you know, good content? And so when you're preparing your speech, you want to make sure that you give it copious time to practice your presentation. Now, this may seem like, okay, coach, this is so simple, but be surprised, man. There's some folks you get up there and you could tell they just have no idea what they're talking about. You know, they're just sharing whatever comes up first or whatever in their mind. And I don't want to see you, those who listen to my podcast, become that kind of person. You know, so practice, man. Write it down, practice it. Even if you don't, not the kind of person like back in the old days, folks would just write out the entire speech. You know, I don't really necessarily do that myself, you know, but I know, you know, a lot of times I may be even using PowerPoints, but if I'm not, if it's just more of a free speech, standing speech without PowerPoints, I'm at least doing like bullet points, like introduction, 3 points, conclusion, bullet points in the middle so that I can at least say, okay, these are some of the things I'm going to talk about. Now, here's the thing you got to understand. When I say practice, that doesn't mean that you practice. And when you get on that stage, you're going to do that speech verbatim. Then you're going to find yourself nervous because all you're trying to do is make it perfect like you did during practice. But no, the goal is so that you can be comfortable, kind of knowing where you are going with this presentation, you know, and where you're going. And so you want to practice your presentation. You want to make sure that you know that material. So when you start, you know, again, to do your research on the audience and practice or put your content and material together and you practice, then that's going to give you a better position to be able to stand in front of that audience. Then they start to like what you're doing. And then all of a sudden, what do they start doing? They start telling their friends. They start telling their people. Before you know it, you start getting referrals because people so loved what you're talking about, they start telling other people about you. All right. And then another thing too, when thinking about, so practice, another thing too, is I always tell folks, you know what? Think about when you're standing on that stage, think about the importance of your posture, your techniques. You know, when I first started speaking, I was just all energy. And to be honest with you, it worked for most folks because that's what people defined me as. You know, just Coach D, Daryl Coach D Andrews, motivator, you know, things like that. And so when I got on stage, I was like, man, you know, but I'll be honest with you. I start thinking about it and I start watching some of the professional speakers out here, be honest with you, that were making a whole lot more money and were considered professionals. And I said, man, they have a composure about them that denotes professionalism. You know what I mean? They're not erratic and all over the place and things like that. They're really, now don't get me wrong, they could be high energy. You know, they could be high energy, but there's a sense of composure that they have that causes them to people to respect them at a very, very high level. You know, so you start watching some people. I've always watched, take a look at some of the high ranking, you know, executive types that get on the stage that's speaking in front of, you know, an entire corporation and all of that. And you realize, man, these folks have a posture about them, a walk, communication that denotes respect. You want to respect that person. And so when you're on the stage, be it if you're just a pure blown motivator or if you're a content type person where you're talking about a specific subject, because speaking is not just all motivation. Sometimes you got folks that are talking about AI and all that. I don't know if you're going to make a motivational speech out of AI, but people do it. And I've sat in on some of those presentations and I was taking copious notes because they were breaking it down. You know, they knew their stuff. Okay. And so you want to make sure you take the time to really, you know, look at the way that's where practice comes in. Like, how do I look on that stage? Do I look smooth? Do I look, you know, relaxed? Do I look composed? You know, am I able to transition in such a way that my audience will respect the transitions that I'm making? Can I, you know, pull things out of the audience without having to, you know, put my hands on? Can I just, you know, can I get people to want to engage with me by my style? And that's what took place the other day with this HR Unboxed event. Even though I wasn't on the physical stage, mentally I was on stage. And those folks responded. And so I'm saying that these are just things I want to give, you know, this podcast is going to be about giving tips that people can use to be able to better enhance their skills as a speaker, trainer, and coach. And these are just little nuggets of information. I tell you, the more you prepare, the more you study your industries, the more you show composure in your, I'm telling you something, that's the kind of stuff that keeps people in the game, like myself and many of my peers for many, many, many years, many, many years. Because what we're doing is we're working on and being the best that we can be in our field. And I'll tell you, when you convince folks and through your style and your presentation and folks get on board, and they can see that you are like on your game, then you'll always be in demand as a speaker. All right. And so one last little thing I'll say too is that this is folks, again, for folks who are looking, you know, they're looking to, you know, make this a profession. The old saying is there's riches in the niches. I think I mentioned it on the last podcast, but I'll say it again. Find your niche market. Is it education? Is it workforce? Is it corporate? Is it, you know, nonprofits? Is it technology? Is it a specific aspect of technology? Is it engineering, a specific tech? You know, is it medical? And I'm going to tell you something. Back in the day, like I said, the Zig Ziglars and the Jim Rohns of the world, all those guys I loved dearly and had a chance to interact with before they passed. I'll tell you, they can get on stage and just freestyle it almost. And they were getting paid truckloads to do that stuff. Because to be honest with you, back then, they were the only game in town. They probably turned down more opportunities than they took. Today, you got 152 million speakers out here. Everybody is a speaker. And if you're going to separate yourself from all these people out here, you got to know how to create a professional persona, how to, you know, identify a niche market that you can go into and people see you as that go-to person. If you're all over the place, you're not the go-to person. You're not that key person. See, so you want to have a specialty in a particular area, and that's what I'm good at doing, you know. And so like for me, I always tell people, I go speak at conferences all the time. In that building, I am a rock star. You know, I'm a celebrity. I'm a coach. I need to talk to you. Daryl, Coach D. Andrews. Notice I'm saying Daryl, Coach D. Andrews, because again, I always want people to know I'm not that political Coach D. I keep saying it over and over again because some people still want to mistake me for that guy. But, you know, coach, they want to talk. They want to interact. They want to do this and that. Why? Because in my marketplace, I'm well known. And when you get that, then all those people in there, those thousands of different people see you as a resource. And what happens from there is opportunities present themselves for conferences, for workshops, for training, for coaching within that niche market. So again, these are just some things to consider. I'm going to keep these podcasts around 20 and 25 minutes. I'm going to wrap this one up because it's late and I'm tired. I've had a full week, 2 weeks of training and speaking. But I just want to let you know this. I mean, know your audience. Know who you're going to interact with. You know what I mean? Consider, you know, posture and things like that. Consider your niche markets. I mean, these are things, practice your presentations. These are all things make to help separate people from who are talking about being a professional speaker to becoming. And if that's you and you really want to go dig deeper, reach out to me on my website, coachdspeaks.com, coachdspeaks.com. Go to the contact us page and say, hey, coach, I'm interested in this speaker coaching, and we will send you some information, you know, and then we can follow up and set some meetings up. But I'm telling you, I only coach people who are professionals. I don't coach folks who just want to freestyle it and all that kind of stuff. No, I want you to know you have some level of expertise that you can share or an experience that you can share. Or a story that's transformative. But we just don't want folks that's no, because I've seen it. I've been out here long enough to see some folks that I'm like, you don't really need to be on that stage because you really have no idea what you're doing up there. And because the more we have professionals, people who know their stuff on stage, the more respect we have for the industry as a whole. But I don't want folks watering down the industry. I love this industry. This is an industry that provided for my family for the past 20 something years. And I only want to coach people who are serious and committed about speaking and training, or serious and committed about being an effective leader, because we coach them too. So you can communicate more as a leader within your organization. And so, or, you know, org, school district, business, corporation, across the board. So that's all I got for you today. I just hope this information was helpful. Remember, this podcast comes out weekly and there's short hits that's going to help you as far as advancing your causes and becoming either a professional speaker, trainer, coach, or enhancing your skill sets as a communicator in that space. This is Daryl Andrews, Coach D. Nice talking to you. Reach out to me if you have any questions. And as I always say, have a passionate day.
We appreciate you tuning into our program. Every week, we will deliver impactful content crafted to assist you in achieving success in the realms of self-care, career, business, and life. Join us again next week as we continue guiding you through the motive action process, using motivation to drive tangible action, helping you reach your goals and fulfill your dreams.